With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is pleased with Senate passage of his tax breaks and spending cuts bill.
The president told reporters aboard Air Force One that he's happy with the results in the Senate.
The bill passed, and I think it's going to do very well in the House. We'll see how that works out, but looks like it's ahead of schedule.
The president said he thinks it's going to go easier in the House after the Senate action, but he's calling on Republicans to unite and send him the bill by Friday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump visited Florida Tuesday to tour what's been dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, an illegal immigrant detention center in the Everglades that officials say is poised to start filling its beds in a matter of time. President Trump said the detention facility will help his deportation agenda.
It's known as Alligator Alcatraz, which is very appropriate because I looked outside and it's not a place I want to go hiking anytime soon. But very soon, this facility will house some of the most menacing migrants, some of the most vicious people on the planet. We're surrounded by miles of treacherous swampland, and the only way out is really deportation.
President Trump says Israel's agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza and warned terror group Hamas to accept the deal before conditions worsen. The president announced the development Tuesday as he prepares to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks at the White House on Monday. University of Pennsylvania banning men from taking part in women's sports. The Education Department announced it reached a deal with the university months after accusing it of violating Title IX rules when it allowed a guy to join the women's swim team. The agreement mandates the man in question, Will Thomas, see his records removed, his national title taken away. Females on the swim team were ignored when they spoke out about having to share a locker room with the man. This is SRN News. A new warning about persecution in Africa.
It comes from International Christian Concern, a report indicating that the continent is fast becoming the epicenter of a war on believers carried out by Muslim radicals. ICC says Christians are the objects of violent persecution in Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Sudan, and Kenya, to name just a few countries. And unlike other regions where persecuted Christians are an embattled minority, in Africa they make up about half the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court is letting South Carolina block Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood. For pro-life advocates, it's a victory for the idea that taxpayers should not have to fund voluntary procedures that violate their religious beliefs. The high court ruling is not a guarantee that other states will follow suit, but Republican attorneys general of 18 other states filed court papers supporting the state's position. This is SRN News. A heat wave still grips Europe.
Punishing temperatures are forecast to reach 104 degrees Fahrenheit in Paris, France, and to stay unusually high in Belgium and the Netherlands. In contrast, temperatures are falling in Portugal, where no red heat warnings have been issued. 17 of Italy's 27 major cities are experiencing a heat wave, according to the health ministry. Climate experts warn that future summers are likely to be hotter than any recorded to date. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The man charged with killing four University of Idaho students is having his plea hearing Wednesday. Brian Koberger accepted a deal that takes the death penalty off the table in exchange for him pleading guilty to committing the four stabbing deaths. During the hearing, Koberger will have to admit to the crimes, but the deal means he will not have to give any details. The victims' families are outraged. They did not agree to a plea deal. More details at SRNnews.com.